supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, it feels like on some level all of this is just setting in some way, and I'm not sure that feels better or worse than the total chaos of the first few weeks.
Well, it depends on how we're coping with it. Many of my colleagues, if not most of them, talk about grief, and they talk about the stages of grief, and some would say that the first stage is shock or terror, and I think that's what those first couple of weeks were, Mike, and we didn't know what was going on. We didn't know how long it would last. We didn't know what kind of danger we were in, but we knew we were in danger, and we knew there was a virus out there that was life-threatening and killing people. So, you know, it's terrifying when you experience it. So that's the first stage.
As this thing is becoming more routine, you know, staying at home, working from home, doing everything from home, and we have to accept that, there's also something kind of depressing about that, because it's like, oh, this is how we live now. So I'm wondering what your take is on that feeling.
Mike, and depression had been on the rise for the last decade. And, you know, there's been no research about the incidence of anxiety and depression over these last couple of months. But there's no doubt in my mind that it is really escalating. So many of us are depressed and anxious. And what you just described, Mike, and our depressive thoughts. Yes, this is the new normal. So think about, A, our helplessness and powerlessness. And boy, that's what helps create and nurture depression, those two emotions. And when you think about what we've lost, you know, we've lost a routine. We've lost a structure in our lives. We've lost some predictability in our lives. And to me, the most important is we've lost human contact. I mean, the thing I miss most is being able to hug people. That's critical, loss of human contact. So all of this is fodder for depression.
You just mentioned how much control we've lost, but perhaps it's also the illusion of control. I mean, control is always relative, right?
Yeah, it's well said, Mike, and it is the illusion of control. We always have the illusion that we can control more than we really can.
So how do we find hope and optimism as this all stretches on and we're not sure how long?
Help people. That's the answer for so many things. Get yourself involved with a person or a cause. You know, I've got a friend of mine who does the shopping for several people, grocery shopping, including myself. And he's coping very well, thank you, because he's helping others. And there's a lot of people out there that are lonely, that are living alone, and could use some human contact. We all need connection. And if we can reach out and make connection with people who are lonely, I mean, that contributes to the meaning in our lives.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and I wish you the best.
You too.